Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So this talk is going to be about the difference between coaching and counselling, coaches and counsellors. In life, it's good to talk to someone to get things off your chest, as they say. Someone to open up to when things aren't going your way. Sometimes it can all just be too overwhelming, but keeping it to yourself is never the answer. There are many trained people you can talk to who will offer a variety of different services as they deal with different aspects of your life. It's important to seek out help, regardless of whether it's from a professional or not. But going to a professional could give you the better advice. Once you've received your advice, it's equally as important to listen to it, analyse it, ultimately decide whether or not to act on it. If not, your issues can fester and lead to far more severe health issues further down the line. Counsellors and coaches are the two main types of people that you can speak to if you want to hear advice or gain guidance, or you're unable to explain the way you feel in a way that makes sense to you. Whilst coaches predominantly aim to help you to reach your goals and ambitions through positive reinforcement and encouragement, counsellors tend to deal with more negative aspects of your life. So, for example, if you were to experience some mental or emotional issues that you couldn't explain or get rid of, then a counsellor would be suited to deal with these issues as opposed to a coach. However, having said that, just because one deals with negative aspects while the other deals with positive ones doesn't make one more important than the other. But this just scratches the surface. What do counsellors and coaches really do? What services do they provide? What qualifies them? Let's start with the counsellors. If you were to seek out counselling, what would happen? What might they discuss? Well, firstly, counselling would take place in a very confidential, safe environment for you, the individual. And it's here that the counsellor will encourage you to analyse the choices that you've made that have led you to this point. And from there, hopefully, be able to pinpoint something positive which you're able to focus on. They might agree and empathise with your situation or struggle, but ultimately try to challenge you to overcome these thoughts and feelings. Now, as they're not you, they might try to offer different viewpoints, as they will view the situation from different pair of eyes, something which you're unable to do. Counsellors tend to deal with a variety of topics and issues and can be fairly universal and versatile in the way they offer help. But there are a few subcategories of counsellors that will focus on specific topics or issues at certain age groups maybe, and this could include mental illness, depression, anxiety and stress being three of the most common mental illnesses in the world. They've always been there, but it's only in the past few years that we've decided to be as open as possible and discuss our inner issues. Counsellors might specialise in dealing with individuals who suffer from these illnesses, as they can be very serious and, if left untreated, lead to dire consequences. Addictions. Addictions are easy to pick up and difficult to drop. If the addiction involves something serious, for example, drink and drugs, again, it's important to try and prevent this before it becomes a real situation that you can't change. Young people. We all know what it's like to be a child, so it's completely understandable that children can be easily overwhelmed with a life as confusing as this, as it can be just too much for them. As children, they're unable, unlike adults, to move on from troubled areas or people. They can often be left in unsuitable environments, which is something that counsellors can help to address and combat. It's all very well and good listening to counsellors, but if you do seek out counselling, then you might be unsure of whether or not they're qualified to listen and give advice to you. The good news is that to be a counsellor, there will have to have been some level of life experience, training and education that's gone into their career prior. The most basic form will be registered as a counsellor with the PSA, the Professional Standards Authority. However, as mentioned, this is pretty minimum. Some other services will require degrees, diplomas, or a background in related and specific fields. Coaches, on the other hand, don't necessarily need a degree or a diploma or even a license from an authorised body. However, having these does make the coach more credible. Coaches, particularly life coaches, tend to focus on individuals, or you, and try to help their clients, you, to gain your goals and ambitions, to think in a different way, and to help to change the client's existing behaviour. We all have our desired lives with our dream jobs and our dream houses, but these aspirations are not always as easy to reach as we might think they are. When this happens, it's easy to feel disheartened and give in, give up. And this is where the coach comes into the picture. Coaches don't counsel anything. They don't offer their advice. They're not mentors, so they don't profess to offer any advice. They're much more focused on aiming to help you realise your own abilities to achieve your personal goals, rather than just being better in general. You might also get a sense that your relationship with them is a lot more positive than that of a counsellor, as you're focusing on positives, and during your sessions, where you devise plans to get around potential objects and barriers, you're given action items and accountabilities before the next session. There are many benefits in talking to a coach as well. First and foremost, they can help you achieve your goals and ambitions, which you, by yourself, have not been able to reach for whatever reason. But this isn't all. Coaches can also help you to communicate with friends and family and colleagues better. They can improve the connections and relationships between the two parties. They can help set plans and actions and pathways that you can follow to help yourself. And through helping you to achieve your goal for each session, they can act as a booster for a positive mindset and well-being. Ultimately, you solve your own issues by realising your own abilities, your self-esteem rises, and your increased self-confidence grows. Now, with that said, however, coaching may seek your positives, but this has limitations. When conversations really need to go deeper into therapy and maybe examine past traumas in your life. Seeking your goals and ambitions takes time, and it's unlikely that after one session, all of your problems and issues will have been solved and amended. It's not only a case of persistence with coaches, but consistency, trust, and commitment, something which not everyone has in abundance. The minimum number of meetings that are effective is usually between 5 and 10 over maybe a couple of months, because you need time between the sessions to think your agreed action items through. Now, as we've said, coaches don't have to be trained professionals to coach, and as a result, they might not be able to give you the best advice on health issues like mental health. When a client seems to need this kind of therapy, the qualified coach will advise the client to visit a trained health professional, such as a psychologist or a counsellor. Now, while the coach may have a background in a similar field, maybe a psychology degree even, that doesn't make them qualified to give advice on issues such as these. Professionals within that industry, like doctors and psychologists and nurses, etc., are really the people to see when dealing with issues like that. Now, talking about professionalism, it can occasionally be slightly sketchy visiting a life coach, given that they don't need a degree or diploma. Some life coaches could be scammers, hoping to make money out of the vulnerable. It's important to do research on your life coach to make sure that they are legitimate and not taking money from your pocket and bailing before things get tough. The coach should be a member of a professional coaching body, such as the International Coaching Federation, the ICF, or the European Mentoring and Coaching Council, the EMCC. These have their own very strict ethic guidelines and professional competencies, which qualified coaches are guided by and must adhere to in each and every session. It's important, I think, to understand what makes counsellors and coaches different in order to see the person that suits you best, should you need them. Whilst counselling is more about dealing with mental and emotional issues through and now analysing choices and behaviours, coaches are positive and look to help you achieve your goals. Hopefully, you won't need counselling because you're happy and contented with yourself and your life. Hopefully, you won't need coaching because you're firmly on your way to smashing those goals and aiming even higher. But should you need them, it would be wise to know what they're there for and how they can help you to become the best version of yourself. Your family doctor can help you in a brief conversation as to which might be your best approach to gaining the help you need. Remember the old adage, the old saying that a problem shared is a problem halved. When you feel lost and don't know where to turn, you must begin to communicate the problem with someone, a parent, ideally, an older sibling, a friend, or even a friend's parent, your doctor, or a trusted teacher. But the process of writing down your problems and talking to someone else is the first step on the way to a happier life. So if you feel you need help, don't hesitate. Go talk to people. Go talk to that one person you trust in order to find a way through that maze. Okay, you take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.